Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings with the moon energy of today. I know it is strong in this vibration because Gemini moon has come to visit. Along with the moon energy of the full moon and the eclipse. And the moon energy being in Libra, balance. Welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace. I am Queen Goddess, Queen Mother Goddess, Opulence, and it is my pleasure to return to you today. As Spirit has said, you must appear. It is time once again. As we are in the ascending process, there are parts of the ascension that cause us to descend as the phases of the moon, the faces of the moon. She starts very, very tiny, so it appears to our eyes and our knowing. And then over a period of days, weeks, she grows fuller and fuller until she reaches her full face, which we have determined, those of us who are moon watchers, to be her heightened state, her fullness. And then she lets go of that fullness, and she begins to get smaller and smaller. As we ascend, we descend. It is a continual cycle of the process of growth and evolution. I am calling forth the energies of the moon to be with us now in an even stronger vibration than it was a moment ago. And I am going to bring forth a meditation that will be guided as I speak. And through your breath, conscious breath, of breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, in the rhythm that is suitable for you, for 8 times, and I will give you time to feel your flow, your fullness. As we embody the figure 8, the figure, the full figure of the full moon. Feminine energy is at the forefront of time and space now. He has come forth to reveal, to take off the veil of the high priestess and to step into the fullness of the empress. As we go into this, deeper into this meditation, I see bolts of fabric swirling around with the energy of the air in which the moon rests, resides, abides, reigns in. Fabric is for each of us experiencing this meditation. And the fabric is a golden yellow. And some of you may initially say, as you are being initiated into this moon vibration of the moment, I don't know what to do with the fabric. It doesn't matter that you and your consciousness do not know, because the fabric is alive and well and has been charged with the energy of Mother Moon. And as she is swirling and putting her light into the fabric, she is preparing a garment for you to wear. The golden yellow color also has red for the blood moon, suitable for your design, your personal design. My garment is my garment, as my body temple is my body temple. But each one is magnificently beautiful. Suitable for those who are moon watchers. And as the garments are being upon our body temple, a bell is being woven into a belt for us to tie the connection to ourselves and the moon, the full moon, the blood moon. And as we raise our heads to look up into the sky, becomes according to the moon and according to the moon cycle. She is at her strongest now. And she will allow us to enter into her vibration, her inner sanction, her fullness. Fear not as you hold on to the belt that is corded into the moon, for you are in the hands of spirit. And your garment has become as a for flight, and is allowing you to transcend and leave the earth plane to travel to higher heights. Feel the ease in which you are able to go upward and onward and know that this journey is a sacred one, and that Mother Moon awaits you with gifts of light. When you have reached the moon, keep your head to the sky, and you know why. When you have reached the moon, you will find others who have come to be there as well. Others who have come to receive the healing and purification of blood, of your blood, on this sacred day. Your blood that flows through you carries DNA, divine, nourishing, activation. And you have come here for purification. As the moon beams begin to swirl around you, and the bell rings tones within you that will astound you. Purification process has found you in a place of peace, health, acceptance of your higher self. And for sure you are higher, because you have traveled. You have traveled to great heights to be here. And it was easy to flow in the glow of the light of the moon. She, as all womb beings, have that blood flowing through them at certain times in their life cycle. The blood of the DNA. Divine, nurturing, activation. It is time to leave the souls that you have met while you have been inside Mother Moon. Each of you will return back to your home choice. So that does not mean that you have to return to the exact vibration that you left. Remember that. Transformation through information and dedication to exaltation as you journey back down the cord of the fabric of life that have been given to you to travel on. And remember, I said to ascend, you have to descend. What goes up does come down. But the key is to remember what you have found in the inner vibration of the moon that lights the sky. Sometimes very, very brightly. Hold on to the essence, power, and the glory of who you are. So whether you are flying high into the other realms or walking on the earth, as you have done often before. Mother Moon is always here with an open door. Breathe in 8 times at your own rhythm. Breathe out. In through your nose and out through your mouth. I hope for you the meditation and the visualization was as good for you as it was for me, or even better. Why not? This is the Goddess Temple Palace, and since I have been on this channel, I have created a temple, and I'm still creating it. Sometimes I build walls, flower gardens, beautiful stained glass windows. Everything here is created by master artisans and craftspeople. Through words of power and thought forms, there are some archives that I have left up. I keep saying I'm going to take them down. I just haven't gotten around to it. That you're welcome to check out. And I also have another channel, which I've forgotten the name of, which has been around long before this one. But if you seek me out, you will find it. And I'm talking about the temple in that form because you can always visit it, whether I'm on the air or not. You can always visit the energies that have been created. Part of my life on the earth has been to be exposed to having access to many, many master artisans and craftspeople, many, many different mediums. And in the near future, it is my intention again to bring bring that energy back with them on the show. But while I'm preparing to do that, because life offers so many possibilities, of which I enjoy tasting and experiencing her many, many facets, that I will bring forth this way. So today I'm going to add some sculptures in the garden. There are many paths in these gardens, and the flowers here are so exquisite. They are every shape and form that is known on the earth plane, and fragrant smells of honeysuckle and lavender and roses of all kind of colors and fruit trees. You never have to leave this vibration. Fruit trees and nut trees, berries and vegetables, fresh vegetables grow here. And the climate is always perfect for thrive, because everything is in place here. If a greenhouse covering is required, so be it. If sprinklers or rain from the heavens are required, so it is. There's even cotton and silk growing for the weaving of beautiful fabric, as we were given in our meditation. And the lamb's wool, the lamb just offered up to us so willingly. And the weavers weave. And the silkworms create for us as we sing in harmony with their rhythm. Creation is all around us in the Goddess Temple Palace. There are vines coming from the trees for the young at heart to swing from one place to the other. Adding that. Adding that was magical for me. Could you see? Could you feel? Did you know that it is real somewhere? Out there and in there. You've got a few minutes if you would like to call in for a private message. 773-897-6456. Healing waters appeared in the garden. Pools of mineral springs are being shown to me. Some bodies listening need to visit some mineral springs. I'm ready to take a visit. And if you cannot go there physically, I want you to take off your shoes if you still have them on. You shouldn't. Seems like I suggested you take them off when you came in. And take your big toe of your right foot. Stick it out. As you do that, the spring will spring into reality of the magical mind and the energies of the full moon, who is water vibration, having to do with the controlling of the mind, motion, controlling of the waves of time, the moon flowing, waving in and out, tidal wave. Say you are entitled. You are entitled to wave into the pool of the spring. Come forward. Put both feet in. Coughing. I'm opening my hand, my mouth to drink in the mineral water. That I can put out what I no longer need and bring in what is in my best, highest DNA vibration. Thank you for coming. Full moon over your head. Rest in peace. And so it is said. Namaste.